Hi guys, welcome back to episode 18 of a podcast, because nobody asked for it. I was kind of stuck with ideas, or with no ideas actually, for this entire week, so I threw together a late night game plan last night for this episode, and I think it would be neat to talk about three thoughts that I've thought of lately. Just three random, out of the blue thoughts that for some reason pop into my mind at any given point in the day, because they're amusing to me and they're interesting. One thought that I've been thinking about lately, and it's kind of concerning as of late, is love at first sight. Is it real? Because here's my reasoning. If you're a six, if you're on the attractive scale from 1 to 10, and you fall into the 6 range, like me, I would say I'm a 6. Am I being a little humble? Sure. Some would call me a 10. Some would probably call me a 9. I think in Verado, it's a smaller town, so less people, probably a 9.925. But when I go to school in Phoenix, there's a lot of people in Phoenix. I probably slip up on the scale and move over to probably the 7s, maybe a high 6. I'm going to be humble and I'm going to call myself a 6. There's a reason why I call myself a 6. I'm 5'6". So let's say I start at a 10. I'm 5'6". That knocks me down to a point. So I'm at a 9. I don't have the greatest hair. That knocks me down to an 8. And then there's me just being a good guy, being humble about it and saying, hey, I'm a 6. I told my mom this last night that I think I'm a 6, and she got upset. And she said, you are a 10, and I can't wait. Or she said, you are a 10, and the person, and I said, I know I am. But she said, the person that gets to spend the rest of their life with you is going to be extremely lucky. And I said, mom, that's very sweet. Cut the bullshit, but I just need to know if this makes sense. So I think I'm a 6. And I've been thinking, like, okay, if I think I'm a 6, 6 standards being, like, somewhat attractive, like, respectably attractive. It's like, okay, yeah, okay, not my first choice, maybe second or third. That's why I think I'm a 6. So I've been thinking, like, okay, love at first sight. People say it's real. People say it's not real. If you're a 6, which means you're, like, okay looking, doesn't that look like scare you a little bit? It kind of freaks me out, because I'm like, okay, if I'm a 6, who's going to look at me and go, oh my goodness, wow, I'm in love. So I've been thinking about this. So I've done a little bit of digging, and I stumbled upon this website called Psychology Today. And you know it's credible because it has the word psychology in there. The article is titled, Is Love at First Sight Real? It says it's a compelling idea, but is there scientific evidence to support it? Well, if you scroll down a little bit, yeah, people say it happens all the time, whatever. Here's an alarming point. It says, number 2, you're more likely to feel love at first sight with beautiful people. Says in the study, strangers were more likely to report experiencing love at first sight with physically attractive others. In fact, one rating higher in attractiveness on the scale that the researchers used corresponded with a 9 times greater likelihood that others would report that electric love at first sight feeling. Yeah, that's a little alarming, because I'm 5'6", like I said. No one walks in, opens the door to the coffee shop I work at, sees me behind the bar, little stocky, short and squat, and goes, he is the man I want to have children with. Now, that being said, someone might go, okay, you're being a little tough on yourself. You're fishing for compliments. No. First of all, I hate fishing. Second of all, I'm not fishing for compliments. All I'm saying is I wish you could reason with me a little bit. I wish there could be like a love at first joke. Like, allow me the time to maybe tell you a joke or say something funny. Then maybe you can fall in love. Then you can kind of say, okay, yeah, he's maybe not the greatest looking guy, but he's kind of funny. Or love at first buffalo chicken dip, because I make a very good buffalo chicken dip. It's actually one of my best traits. So I wish love at first sight, I'm kind of hoping to debunk that. And moving forward, I hope it's like love at first, you know, buffalo chicken dip, love at first joke, whatever. I drive a Kia Soul. That automatically attracts a lot of people. Love at first Kia Soul. I wish that was a thing. So that was one thought. That's kind of a random thought that's been weighing on my conscience. Another one, and this is so stupid. I don't know how I came across this. Do you guys know what? Have you guys heard of birds? Like the you know, the creatures, they fly around and they nest and stuff like that. Well, birds, I always wonder. So they, let me actually pull this up. So when birds migrate south for the winter, here's my theory. I have a theory about this. Bird migration is the regular seasonal movement, often north and south, along a flyway between breeding and wintering ground. So basically when it gets cold, the birds go, hey, we're snowbirds. We're going to go spend 6 weeks or 6 months in a condo in Florida. I wonder, I have a theory that birds before, because I would imagine that's pretty taxing. You go where it's starting to get cold and the birds apparently have to pick up everything and move down south and kind of start over life for 6 months or so. I think that can be pretty challenging. You're working all the time. I think birds, we don't give birds enough credit for how hard they work, but here's my theory. My theory is that before they fly down south for the winter and start another work period, I think they veer off and do like a three-day stay in maybe San Diego, California, or Anaheim. They maybe do a three-day stay at the Disneyland Resort and just unwind. I think, you know, like in the bird communities or something, like they'll kind of be talking to a friend and he's like, yeah, before we get down there, I got some time off of work and we're gonna do a little detour and veer off to Anaheim. We're taking the kids to Disney. They've never been here before. So I'm convinced that birds, before they fly down south and continue working, I'm convinced they veer off and just soak in the sun in California. West Coast is the best coast. I really do think that they might just enjoy themselves, R&R, because birds have feelings, and birds get tired of working. I say this as if I just got off the phone with a bird and he told me all of this, but no, I really do think, I think it's possible that they do a stay in, you know, a resort in Denver, Colorado, or something like that. They ski in Telluride, Colorado, and just enjoy themselves before the work season picks up again. What's that? No one else thinks that? Well, I'm sure it's a fact. I'm sure that's probably just science. I'm 100% sure that happens. Here's another random thought that just came into my head. And I felt this way a few times in the last week, actually. It's funny how social media makes us feel so connected to people that we don't even know. And I'm talking about celebrities. Like, I saw an article this week from TMZ, and they said something to the effect of Drake, I love Drake. Drake is getting along with his son, and his son was just born, I believe, last summer. It was hush hush that he had a son and he has a baby mama. Whatever. It was a big story. Pusha T, the rapper, exposed him, if I remember correctly. And that was big news. And apparently Drake was his deadbeat father, whatever. So now an article just came out. TMZ goes, hey, remember that guy? You said he was a deadbeat father? Yeah. Well, Drake, in the headline, was something along the lines of, Drake is in love with his son, Adonis, I think is his name. He's in love with his son. He's showing him off. It's his wallpaper on his iPhone. He's telling all of his family and friends about him. He talks about him 24/7. He flies out his baby mama. What's the correct term for a baby mama? Because I don't feel right referring to her as a baby mama. But anyways, he flies her out while he's on tour so he can see the baby. He FaceTimes with her. He and the baby mama have a very good relationship now. And it's funny that when these people, when their lives are so documented and you follow them pretty much through social media with everything they do, it's funny because I read that and I was like, good for him. Good for Drake. I know he was saying, you know, he didn't know if it was going to work. He didn't know how he felt about, you know, having a kid and being a dad, but good for him. I'm so happy for him. It's like we just got off the phone. It's so weird. Social media is so strange. And I felt the same way about, like, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, because it's like this happens repeatedly, but Tristan Thompson cheated on Khloe Kardashian numerous amount of times. But the latest time, side note, if you have to talk about a story And you have to say something along the lines of, yeah, he cheated on her, but the last time he did it, okay, how many times does he have to cheat on you before you need to go, you know what, maybe he's not for me. Anyways, whatever. That's just my little rant to Khloe Kardashian. I know she listens to these. But it's funny, we see these stories all in the news, and we're like, oh my God, poor Khloe. She must be devastated. I'm just so sick for her. Who knows what she's feeling like? We act like we are, like, best friends with these people. Like, we know everything about them. We're like, oh my God, Khloe, she has just got to be devastated. I'm going to give her a call. I'm going to see if she wants to do coffee next week in Calabasas. It's funny. Social media is so weird. And I think I started thinking about this because of the whole Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, she was up to no good last few years, getting her cheating her way, her daughter's way through college. So it's funny, you see something like that and you're like, oh my gosh, you feel like you know everything about them. And it's very funny. I would not want to be a celebrity. And I'm kind of glad this podcast only gets about 15 listeners per episode, is because I couldn't imagine being in the grocery store or something and they're like, well, I don't go grocery shopping. My team does that for me. But if someone's like, oh my God, that's so-and-so and I know everything about him and his baby mom, like, that's so weird. I would hate to be a celebrity. But am I trying so hard to be famous off this podcast? Yes, I am. But no, I really would not want to be a celebrity for that exact reason. It's so weird. There's no privacy. So those are my three thoughts. I wonder how many people are like listening to this and hearing those thoughts, and they're like, oh my God, is this guy okay? He thinks birds take vacations. He's contemplating whether or not he's going to be a celebrity. What was the other thought? Oh, he thinks he's a 10 or he thinks he's a 6? Wow. Anyways, there was a really cool story I came across this week and I wanted to share this. As soon as it happened, I was like, oh, this is a really cool podcast story. The coffee shop I work at, out of the 4 years I've worked there, this is by far the coolest customer I've encountered with and the coolest story. So this guy comes in, probably 27-ish, late 20s maybe, long hair, big beard, and he just orders nice coffee, and we start, you know, making small talk and stuff, and he said he's just passing through Arizona, and I'm like, oh, what brought you out here? Apparently he's on tour. He's a musician. So he's a musician from North Carolina, and 11 months ago, so he's been on tour for 11 months, he went, I think I'm going to go on tour. And he has been traveling the country for 11 months, living out of his Subaru and sleeping every night in a hammock. And he has gone, so he starts off in North Carolina. He told me he went down to like Georgia area, worked his way back up to like Baltimore, jetted across the Midwest, kept going to the Pacific Northwest, stopped through Arizona, and he's kind of making his way back now. And I was just so enthralled by this story because that is so cool. That is, this guy 11 months ago just decided to put life on pause for a year. He was going to hit the pause button. He was just going to take a break from reality and just explore. And it's so cool to think that, and I wish I would have gotten his Instagram or something to connect with him or listen to his music or something. I didn't. I dropped the ball on that, and a 20-minute conversation was the only thing we settled for. But just so cool to think that this guy is seeing everything in the country, seeing everything it has to offer, living so stress-free, and I think so many people, including myself, are so envious of that. I am so envious of the, because I'm a scheduler. I religiously follow my planner. Everything has to be scheduled out and mapped out and whatnot. And seeing this guy who just so carefree and just so goes with the wind and just decided to put a pause button on life for a little bit, for a year. I am so jealous of that. And it kind of makes me think, like, do I need to be as stressed as I am with school or work or whatever? Can I just go to San Diego for a month or something? Can I just drive to, you know, I don't work like that. I can't do that. I would be too stressed. But no, I'm just like sitting here talking about it and thinking it's like, I wonder where this guy is right now. He's in like Lincoln, Nebraska, or Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know where this guy's. Maybe he's back home in North Carolina, but the fact that he was living out of his car and just stopping by coffee shop across the country, sleeping in a hammock, so cool. I am so incredibly jealous by that. I think that is really neat. And it also made me appreciate my hammock more. I have a hammock outside in our backyard, and after I heard this story, I went and laid down in the hammock and imagined I was like in Eugene, Oregon, just cruising down the interstate highway and not a care in the world. But then, I don't live that way. I'm too stressed by school and work and stuff. But yeah, coolest guy I've ever met. So really cool. Let's wrap it up here. I think this is a good stopping point. I don't know how long this episode was. You guys are probably tired of hearing me talk and blabber anyways, but I'm going to give it a little sneak peek for next week. I've never really done this before, but next week I'm going to have a good friend of mine on who has gotten into yoga and meditation, and he's going to come on and we're going to do some yoga stretches and we're going to meditate and we're going to talk about the benefits of yoga and meditation and we're going to chat and we're going to just speak what's on our mind while we do some downward cat. But we're going to do a bunch of stuff and stretch and chat and do a bunch of stuff. So yeah, that is all I have for you for episode 18 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. I hope I didn't bore you too much. I hope you aren't scarred by hearing the thoughts I have on a daily basis and you don't treat me any differently. But I guess this is what I get for opening up. But yeah, so for episode 18 of a podcast because nobody asked for it, that's it. So we'll talk to you next week.